All right. Good morning, beautiful people. It's a Saturday morning. And you are listening to Social Times with me, Francina Pavo, and my colleague, Maim Bushe, the other Francina. And today I quite have a special topic for you guys. And I would actually want us to, before we dive into the topic, I recently have had an interview with one of our social workers, Ms. Rosa Namises. So today I want us to talk about insecurities, self-love, and confidence, because these things can go hand in hand. And I just want us to feel, before we go deep into this conversation, I want us to first listen to this interview. And yeah, stay tuned and listen, and we'll be right back.
Okay, so Miss Rose, we basically live in a world where people deal with their own insecurities and they don't love themselves, and they just fail to love themselves in their own skin, or there's just that voice at the back of their head that's telling them they are not good enough. As a social worker, how can you deal with somebody that has insecurities?
How to deal with somebody who has insecurity? It's a very difficult position to stay.
Mm-hmm.
To be in. It's a very sad, very painful and very horrific state mm-hmm. of a person to be in, really. And especially when you are younger
mm-hmm.
and when you are older,
mm-hmm.
it really has a lot of impact on you. Why this is happening
mm-hmm.
is when you grow up, we are supposed to be molded in a family setting.
Mm-hmm.
The family setting where you can be acknowledged,
mm-hmm.
where you are informed about different things,
mm-hmm.
and also where you are made to be meaning something. Like if you are able to do something in the house, or you are planting plants in the house, and people, your family, your parents, whoever is bringing you up,
mm-hmm.
make sure that they appreciate you and they are grateful for the things you are doing. And then also to give you regularly positive praise
mm-hmm.
and positive feedback. Then you have already been given that understanding of who you are and how you are. So that can grow with you
mm-hmm.
when you are becoming a bigger person. And as you go into school, as you go into workplaces, as you go into the society, you have that. You are given that already. I hope I made it clear that already as you grow,
mm-hmm.
there is this whole instillment in you that you are loved. You are having a sense of belonging because you belong
mm-hmm.
to a family. You belong to uncles, aunts, and mother and father, or stepmother and stepfather, whoever they are.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first instillment that you get. Because if you get that information,
mm-hmm.
then that information ensures that the other negative stories that will come over the years to you will be dismissed by this initial input you are given. And that's where you build your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you become an assertive child. And when these things are not happening,
mm-hmm.
then the insecurity comes where you belong somehow in the house, you don't belong, you live with people who look over you. There is maybe only the other child that makes good marks in school and they praise them. So that is instilled in you already.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, anything that you do or you discuss and people dismiss you, that becomes your story in life. So when you grow up and you are out there in community, when you are out there with your friends and the same message
mm-hmm.
comes back to you,
mm-hmm.
then the insecurity creeps in. Insecurity is really just when a person is not acknowledged, when a person does not have a sense of belonging,
mm-hmm.
when a person is also not loved and appreciated. So now where does this thing start? It starts down there
mm-hmm.
at the family household.
Mm-hmm.
And from there in your friend circles and in school, and then when you grew up, it depends on how you manage. Because when you have insecurity,
mm-hmm.
you kill your ability. You don't show that you are able to do certain things. Your voice is as if it's suffocated. You don't speak out really with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You also don't tackle things with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a fear. The insecurity creates fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel, I am nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have this insecurity, you cannot fill your cup with love,
mm-hmm.
especially self-love. Self-love, when you have this insecurity,
mm-hmm.
you will see that you don't take care of yourself. You don't really make sure you can do things that you like. You don't do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you know that you like them, you don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
You also don't bother with anything. You just really, your communication also is very negative towards other people.
Yes.
You keep on downing them.
Yes.
You keep on rejecting them because that's how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So you have self-projection over other people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
that's clear.
Mm-mm. So now we have these people, né? You can see in our eyes the person is beautiful, but to themselves they feel like, no, I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not having that body shape that I want. I don't like my skin color. I don't like the way I look because I want to impress certain types of people. What do you have to say about those people?
I think it is also a very painful situation that when we want to be something else, when we are this thing that is in front of us, when you want to present yourself, you can see how the young women
mm-hmm.
are doing their Brazilian. They don't love their
mm-hmm.
hair.
Mm-hmm.
They have now these animal eyebrows.
Mm.
When you look at that and you have to have makeup, you have to have your lips done, your nails done,
mm-hmm.
it is a behavior
mm.
that is brought in to show that you are not very good with who you are, very well with how you are created, and you are a beautiful human being.
Yes.
But because of that influence and also the lack of self-understanding
mm-hmm.
and the strength of being who you are,
mm-hmm.
you put complexion, for example, your skin must be bleached,
mm-hmm.
many, many things. It's a very, very sick situation. You are really sick. It's an illness, that kind of,
mm-hmm.
of striving to impress other people.
Yes.
Because you don't have the understanding and the worth.
Mm-hmm.
People were telling me one day that when I was in parliament, I was the worst dressed parliamentarian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is worse threat? So when I heard that, how did I present myself? I look at the situation where you make me worthy with my dressing. You don't look at my worth as a human being. And so for me, it was not a big story. But if, because it was in the public media, newspapers, but if it was a person with a low self-esteem, I would have maybe killed myself or become drunken or something. But I looked at that and said, is that important? Is the dressing important or is me important? So when you look at the situations, people are following also a lot of this commercialization and also this whole social media that takes us out of ourselves. Culturally, we are supposed to be very simple luxury. I like simple luxury. That means when you accept who you are, firstly, and when you can really know your worth. That's when you get in touch with your skills, your abilities, and things that you know. If you cannot get in touch with them, then you will never measure them against those beautiful things. So you will always think those outside beautiful things are the important things. But when you know this is the situation that I am good in mathematics, which is maybe only me, and always you must think it's only me. But people don't think it's only them. They think, oh, other people are like this, others are like this, I want to be like them. And it's a fight and a chase that you will never manage to catch up with.
So there is now these people, you can see that the person, there's nothing wrong with the person. We tend to call them nerds. They are not cool enough. Because society feels like, no, this person is a nerd. He's behaving like this and he just doesn't fit in us. And those people tend to go now, start smoking, drinking because they want to be cool to the society. Because when we talk about insecurity, self-love and confidence, people only think it only suitable for women. Only women can feel insecure. But when it comes to male, people, if you don't drink alcohol, people feel like you are not cool enough. If you don't smoke, if you don't go out, if you don't do this and that, they feel like you are a nerd, you are not cool. And there's a person that is going through that. They tend to change themselves and then end up doing wrong things.
And
maybe advice?
Yeah, I think one must look at the alcohol, the hubby bubbly, the drugs, the dancing out. The important thing is when you love yourself. That's again coming back to self-love and confidence. When you love yourself and you are confident, you can analytically look at all those things. Even if I was just saying, I was said this bad thing, but I didn't fall for it. If I'm said I'm a nerd, I must be able to say it's good to be a nerd. But we are not at that stage to say I'm accepting being the nerd. I'm not able to do that. I want to be where they are and where society wants me to be. But I need to look at the consequences and also the side effects, which we don't do. We don't do that. We just listen to, oh, you are a nerd, you just don't come out here, you are not cool. That's and because you have an insecure situation, that kills you. To be said like that, to be referred to like that kills you. And therefore, you are going there.
Mm.
But if we can build the self-confidence here and self-love, and if we can create that situation, so create a situation when you are stayed like that, let us look at where are they inviting me to.
Mm.
They are inviting me to alcohol.
Yes.
Is the alcohol now something cool for me?
Mm.
They inviting me to drugs. They invite me to sunrise every day.
Mm.
Will my body cope with that?
Mm.
And you always have to look at your body,
mm-hmm.
and your mind and your things, wishes and dreams that you have,
mm-hmm.
against those invitations that you are not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't realize where you are, where you are quiet, where you do reflection, where you do your out of order things according to them, that is where you gain satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you must weigh them against the nightclubs, against being given a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
against being out there not respecting your parents, because it has consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stay put at our cup. Because you are going, because you are cool, out of an empty, with an empty cup. You must fill your cup with confidence, with self-love, with clarity.
Mm.
And then you might become the one advising those that are saying you are not cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we actually focus on society or what I think about myself. Parents also play a big role in making their kids insecure because, you know, parents sometimes they don't control what they say to the kids. And as if a parent says, you stupid, and says the kid is stupid, the kid will obviously grow up thinking that, no, I am stupid. I am not smart like who. Maybe just to give advice to the parents when it comes on the things they should be saying to the kids, because kids are some adorable creatures that pick up everything and then keep them in their minds, even if they are not going to show it that moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying, that when you are given that negative at home, that grows with you into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as parents, some of us as parents become parents before we are ready ourselves.
Yes.
And also we become parents that might have been growing up in a very negative family home.
Mm.
We also may have been abused sexually and mentally. Some of us are no longer also in community. We are now individuals. We are having our own activities. We are having our own friends. So as a parent, we are also not culturally strong. We are very weak.
Yes.
And what we have is some modern culture.
Mm-hmm.
Culture that really is not building a lot of people, but it's really destroying.
Mm-hmm.
So as a parent, it's important to know that this child that we gave birth to is gonna grow up one day.
Mm-hmm.
That must be our understanding and our vision, because that's what we are doing with them.
Mm-hmm.
But instead we think we gave birth to burdens, because now I don't understand why we keep on undermining our children and why we have so many negative words towards them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that as parents,
we
need to develop a language that is supportive. A language that carries love and understanding.
Yes.
We must reprimand
mm-hmm.
with love.
Yes.
You know, I was brought up by a man, my father.
Mm-hmm.
I never received a beating from my father.
mm-hmm.
But I was talked to. A lot of talk.
Mm.
Why did you do that? You must ask. You must not just go around doing things like that.
Yes.
You must, it's very dangerous.
Mm.
And then one day I played with children and I wanted to cook for them.
Mm.
And then I saw it was water, but it was paraffin and it was in another auntie's house.
Mm.
And then I put up that paraffin in the pot and then it burned. And the auntie gave me a hiding. So then sent me back. Usually when the one gives you a hiding,
mm-hmm.
the other one also will give you a hiding. But when I came to my dad and I told him what I did, my dad stood there and said, water and paraffin looks the same.
Mm.
And it's always good that when you do things, you must smell things. Don't just grab and throw in.
Yes.
So that was what he was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that when you make a mistake, as parents, we need to talk around that mistake.
Yes.
I tell you, sometimes it looks like children don't listen.
Yes.
But they have those stories, like you say, in them.
Mm.
And that is, if it is positive, it will build them in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just coming to the end here, maybe you have something to say to somebody that is out there dealing with insecurity or they feel like they are not enough, they don't have confidence. Just your last words.
Mm-hmm. I really love you wherever you sit.
Mm.
I love you. I can feel you that what has happened to you in the past has made you have insecurity, has made you not loving yourself.
Mm.
But it is not late. It is still enough time for you to work away those negative feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It is also not late for you to reach out to people who think positive.
Mm-hmm.
It does not need to be your parents or your family. You can talk to other people who can help you to become the beautiful person you are.
Mm-hmm.
It is also very important for you to say, what is it that is bringing that negativity, that insecurity,
mm-hmm.
so that you can trace back where it started. And when you trace back, you can heal from there. Start to bring in healing and build your future.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something beautiful when you acknowledge that situation and you work on it. And it's not for many other people outside.
Mm.
It's your private. And therefore, in confidence with the one person you trust.
Mm.
So as you're out there feeling so lonely, so insecure, know that you are worth. Know that you are able. And know that we love you. Some of us who knows that there are beautiful people out there in our country, very young, very strong. So I hope I add up to your day that you can smile.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Rose, for your for taking your time and actually talk to our listeners. I hope you have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You too, my love.
cyclones. Best thing in the world. Never change it for anybody else in the world. Skin girl. Skin just like pearls. Best thing in the world. Never change it for anybody else singing.
Says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dream forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna make a pretty but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. 9 to 5 mind and a grind. Yeah, yeah. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like hers. Go back against the world. I never judge you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, your skin just like hers. The best thing in the world. I never judge you for anybody else.
And now, introducing the debutantes and the bows.
When Naomi's walking, she need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip broke the levy when my killer's rolling. I think tonight she might pray her brain. Melanin too dark to throw her shade. She minds her business and winds her ways. Roll like 24K. Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me. Cause there's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Take me like the earth, you'll be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, me. Same skin taking over. Most things out of focus, you. But when you're in the room, they know. You in all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you. Skin girl. Your skin just like pearls. Girl, back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. Trade you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Your skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Never charge you for anybody else singing.
lights to the top, yes, I'm late. Everything moving so late. Man, I know my life ain't regular. Don't know if I settle down. When everyone won't control me, but I direct my own movie. Yeah, I know my life ain't regular. Give it all to the power of God. When you say be on my mind, feel like I gotta shine. What you do with your time's gonna make or break your life. When the rise to the top gets lonely, and everything moving slowly. Yeah, I know my life ain't regular. Leave it all to the power of God.
Alright, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Yo, it's exactly 43 minutes past 9. And Busha. Busha, who's it? And yes, I know.
I'm surprised because of the way you are greeting me.
Oh.
So the way, and I think you said do not turn on my mic because you fear I might say I'm the favorite one this month or the month to come. But anyways, a very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. You are now listening to Social Times with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And if you know that you are not nearby a radio, and you have a smartphone, you can actually go onto our website, or you can also listen from our app, and that's now on www.eaglefm.com.na, and then you can catch up yourself with the shows that you have missed, or if you want to listen, or you can listen to our Eagle FM app. Anyways, Mbushe, over to you. I hope your Saturday is doing well. We have a nice weather in the city, yes, in the capital city.
The weather
I hope it remains like this. Yeah. Although we are hardly receiving that much of rain, but I don't know what we have done wrong, but
no.
It is what it is.
Be hopeful. The rain she will come. Okay, as mm-hmm. we are focusing on insecurities and self-love, confidence today, you know, some of us, we deal with these insecurities because, you know, people make us to be insecure and not love ourselves, which can lead to lack of confidence, you know. And yeah, that's what we are talking about. If there's somebody out there who's dealing with insecurities or they feel like they are not beautiful enough in their own skin, in their own body type, and that's what we are actually.
And I actually have realized that, you know, these are the things that try to hold us back mm-hmm. from becoming who we want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do something, but you have that insecurity of my body.
Yes.
Why people think because of the way I am, my color. You know, you already start by yourself. You know, and mm-hmm. now instead of you trying to show the love to yourself, be confident and just go out there, we limit ourselves from doing most of the things. Like, you know, we have so much in mind. You have so much plans in mind, but then just for you to think you want to do it, but then you start looking at your body. You start looking at your color, your skin type. You start, thinking of the career you start like already trying to imagine yourself like, no, it's fine, man, let me not do it because I'm big in body size or my color, I'm too dark mm-hmm. or yes, you know. So now you limit yourself from reaching where you want to be, even what's meant for you mm-hmm. you end up not doing it or not achieving it because of you not loving yourself, you know? Exactly. You are like, it's as if you are doing it for the people, but you are doing it for yourself. Now you are busy there saying, okay, what do they say at work now if I decide to do this? Instead of trying to put that fear away and do what you know, just do it, you know? Because now you are there, you think and you think and you think. And, you know, you have to start loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect people to love you first. Don't expect the people to first do things for you, to tell you to do this and do that. No. You yourself, you know, if you have thought of something, don't let the judgment come in. You judging yourself. I mean, how do you judge yourself? It's your body, it's you. But now you have the fear of, when I go in that crowd, when I go do this, what will people say? What do they think of me? Now look at my body. When I now go do, you know, you have so much questions towards yourself and you end up not loving yourself. And this also makes you not stop even you end up not even like liking yourself, loving yourself. You don't care about yourself. Even if you are dressing up, like, let me, as long as I'm dressed. No, you are going to an interview, you are going to work, you are going to do an event, you are going to something. You have the things that are good, like that suits whatever event you are going to, but you just dress for the sake of dressing because you looked down on yourself.
Yes.
Let me say, for example, you are going to a place where there is a, you are going to an event, let me say a family event,
mm-hmm.
and your cousins that are going to be there, they're already working and all that. And then you think of, oh, now me to go there, nah. People will be dressed in their nice official dresses and or suits and what's or not. And then there's me that's here. I'm still not working. I there's nothing proper that I can wear.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most sometimes, like you said, if you don't love yourself first, don't expect other people to love you. And there are those people that don't love themselves
mm-hmm.
and they tend to do it to others. They make others feel less of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially at school, this school bullies,
mm-hmm.
you will find a girl just because she feels like she's not beautiful enough. No one must be more beautiful than her. She wants to make others feel less
mm.
for in order for to make yourself confident, and these are the type of people you must never listen to. First, you should love yourself, embrace yourself. You are beautiful no matter. Why are you laughing? It's Saturday. You are beautiful no matter what, whether you are dark, light. You are beautiful in your own skin. You are beautiful in your own body type. You are beautiful in everything that you are, you know. But have you ever dealt with or maybe met somebody who has a lot of insecurities or they just don't love themselves?
Yes, I have, and including myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to be a shy person. Although I'm still shy, but that shyness is no more there. That much of shyness, you know, it's just there a little bit in me. But you know, I want to do something, and then I start thinking of what will Hoho say? What will the people say? You know, you start questioning yourself. And then you end up not doing it because you have the fear of what will they say.
Mm.
And you feel like they'll say offensive words or they'll say something offensive
mm-hmm.
that will hurt you and you don't want to be hurt. But I mean, you have to, for you to like cross every path that you are facing in life, Nim, whether you like it or not, you'll find yourself, whether like I said, you like it or not, you'll find yourself where there'll be those that are judging,
mm-hmm.
Those that will be going with the flow with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean you're not gonna do it. So to avoid being judged or people to say what this and that,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you do or decide on, people will always speak. People will always talk. You know, you find something like I had a classmate of mine that would always say, I don't want to do it because people will start talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, people will forever talk. They will forever talk. Whether you do it, they will forever talk. Whether it's something good, they will talk. Whether it's something, they will talk. So if you are doing something of what will people say, then you end up limiting yourself to reach where you want to be. And even the fear. You know, so it's like you are holding back your life, you are holding back yourself because you are avoiding yourself to progress and grow in every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But now because of you thinking of what people say, the judgment, people always say that, this and that, but you are doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are fearing to do this. And then sometimes it now includes finance.
Yes.
It includes you where you have, it's giving you an income. But now you have the fear of what would they say? They will judge me. They will say A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to be broke. Even now, look, you say that, okay, you are scared. They will start judging you of, she's selling, fat cakes by the roadside and fish. Now, I would not, and then you looking at yourself, you feel like you are not good enough to be selling the whatever you are thinking of going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But there's being an income to you. They spoke about you selling the fakes and the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide not to do so. You just said to be sitting at home. They will still talk. Now she's at home doing nothing instead of trying to think of something.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you are home-seated, whether you are not home-seated, they will always talk. They always have something to. They always have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best, ne? Ignore. That's how I started telling myself, ne? I'm doing this for myself. I'm not doing it for anyone, and I'm doing it to be a better person. Now you having the fear of what do they say, the shaming and what's or not. Ignore. Mm-hmm. Act like you are alone wherever you are going, whatever you are doing. You do your things. You keep quiet. They'll always talk. And at least that shows that, ne, you are doing something and it's disturbing them.
Mm.
Because, you know, some, you find some talking about whatever you are doing or your body or whatsoever because because they are failing or they also want to be where you are or do what you are doing, but because they unable to do so, they start talking.
Mm.
They start shaming you. But why should you be held back by a person?
Exactly.
Because this person, they just wish they were you. Mm. Even right now, I say, take a $50. They accept the $50, but you're busy trying to shame me of what I'm doing or where I'm standing or because of my body. Or, you know, let me also use an example again of a body. You go, you become a model.
Mm.
Yeah? Or you become a cover page of the face, what you call this? These things of face beats and what's or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a brand, like your picture is used to brand something and what's or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you, because of your skin color, maybe you are dark in color, dark chocolate and what's or not. And then now these people will obviously be like, ah, it's just because she's a nice body. Same as light people. You find people saying that, no, it's just because she's not beautiful, it's just because she's light.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then now you're thinking of that, you have the fear of doing whatever you want to do because you heard that you are not beautiful just because you are light in complexion.
Mm.
You know, some speak because of the jealousy.
Exactly.
Not because of what you have or where you stand, but they are jealous. So when you say speak something, they know they are trying to like discourage you or make you change your mind or make up your mind, whatever you are planning to do.
Mm.
But don't let that hold you back.
Yes.
You know, because it's you are doing it for yourself, not for anyone.
Exactly.
And if you keep on trying to be hiding or to have the fear of what people say, then you are wasting your time. Because by the time you go realize you have missed out on all the opportunities that you had, but because you have the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, exactly, Bushene. You know, some people just tend to be insecure because they compare themselves to other people. You know, you comparing yourself to the next person will definitely make you so insecure that you might end up wanting to change your body shape, your skin color. And these are some of the reasons why people tend to do these things, bleaching, surgeries, you know.
Just to make those people happy.
Yeah, because, you are comparing yourself to another person. You are not that person. You are who you are in your own skin tone, skin color, body shape. But you just want to be like the other person. Why can't you just embrace yourself? Don't wait for others to embrace you. Embrace yourself first, and then others will also. Because where will people get confidence to embrace you if you don't embrace yourself?
Mm.
If you are feeling down on yourself and you expect other people to embrace you. And and the other thing is that and those ones, parents, ne? Parents also play a big role in this insecurity thing because, you know, as parents, when you are angry, we tend to forget what we are saying to our kids. For example, let me say you are telling a kid that, no, you stupid kid. Now that kid will grow up thinking that, yes, because the people that are supposed to make me feel confidence, embrace myself, are saying I am stupid. So I believe and I am stupid. So that kid won't be able to showcase anything because you as a parent, you told the kid that he or she is stupid. And this kid will grow up thinking that he's not smart, he's stupid. Ne? So it's exactly 2 minutes to 10. And if you are just tuning in now, you are listening to Social Times with Francina. Of course, I'm the favorite one. And we are talking about...
You just have to be saying, as always.
Yes, always. As always, I am the favorite one. So, if you are just tuning in now, we are talking about insecurity, self-love, and confidence. How does one get to be insecure? How does insecurities lead to somebody not loving themselves or being confident? And if you want to engage in our conversation or you want to correct us where we are wrong or you just want to add or share with us your experience, you can call us in the studio on 0832-888-401. That is 0832-888-401. And we are quickly going for a short musical break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's all based off of love. And love isn't do this for me and I'm going to do this for you. That's not what love is. Love is just I'm going to do this for you because I want to do this for you.
For all the times that you ain't on my parade. And all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake.
You think I'm crying on my own? Well, I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
I still get you, oh, I mean, whatever I say. Believe I, the M.O. is indeed I still, by my way, back to you. I mean that, you're all alone. Dali, dali, go feet,
Rosaline, dress over. Amazing, got a lot to reach your place. The heaven's gate, put the Leon. Born a rumor, a man, tell a talk, a slow motion. And I leave for you. Find my way back to you. I'm in that dorm. You're all alone. Guy, you're all alone. Like it's an eye. I'm in the door. I'm in the door. Dali, go feed your heart. You're all alone. Guy, you're all alone. Like it's an eye. I'm in the door. I'm in the door. Dali, go feed your heart. Oh, my. I still get you. Oh, my. I'm whatever I say. Believe I am something. I still find my way back to you. I'm in that.
It's over.
Come on! No, how could you do that?
Where are you going?
My name is Adela, and I need to find the bunny. When I'm here.
All right, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. That was the sounds of Mlindo, the vocalist, Amablessa, FD, DJ Maporisa. So it's exactly 10 minutes past the hour of 10, and you are listening to Social Times with the Francinas. And if you are just tuning in now, we are talking about insecurity, self-love, and confidence. So, Mbushe, are you confident? Yeah. That's the spirit. You must be confident. Even if they try to bully you, you must be confident. You know, some people, they tend to bully other people just because they are undermining them. They feel like, no, this one cannot talk. Be confident.
This is something that we need to preach to the kids when we are like when they're at school, mm-hmm. and you know they face a lot, especially when it's back to school at the beginning of the year, and it's a new learner and all that, and also not only about the new learners but also in midterm of school and just in general. Let me just speak in general. Like, the kids need to be preached about this because these are the things that we find also kids facing at school. And this makes them one who rather want to go back to school because of being body shamed, because of being colored shamed, because, you know,
what
so,
is color shame?
My dear.
It's a new word.
It's a new word I'm trying to create. You know, a child, you know, dark in color. You would be like, yeah, you are so dark, and you like charcoal, you know, all sorts of words. And even if there's a class picture being taken, you'd be like, I won't be in the picture because
I'll be invisible.
I'll be spotted out because I'm one of the darkest one out of everyone in class, you know? So this would discourage the person to do something. Even if there's a sport activity that needs to be done, and then you'd be like, what activity can I do now? Looking at my body, I'm not fitting in any sport. Any sports game because of what your classmates or your schoolmates have said to you, you know? So this is something that we really need to look into and, tell the kids, preach this to them so that even when they wake up tomorrow, if they have the confidence to go to school, I must say to work, to school, you know, you waking up, ne? You know that when you're at school, this is what's happening at school. And then it's the next day or it's weekend. You're like, I can't wait. It's weekend. I can't wait for it's holiday. Comes Monday again. You're like, oh, I don't want to go to school. Because you think of what happens when you're at school. You come across one is body shaming you. The one is shaming you because of your color. And then this one is saying you are unable to do so because something has happened in class. You failed the test or, something just went wrong that day. Then they start making jokes about it and then, oh, poor. You gave up. You gave it in. You have not given up and you'd be like, no. It just happened once. And you'd be like, my classmates are even saying this. It's true, man. Let me just stop. You know? So meaning you are doing it for them. Like, the reason why you are
the English disappeared.
I even forgot what I want to say, but anyways, because you have done something, ne? You have done something that has disappointed the teacher or something now, or just something that happened in public at school. You don't want to continue with whatever you are planning to or you're busy with because of what has happened. So that's one thing that we have to try to put into our mindset. Don't let something that has happened in public put you down or push you back on, like for you to stop doing what you want to do because of what has happened. Because I mean, until when? You just have to face the world. Face the world, my dear. You know, I myself, when I find like I'm trying to do something, And then I think of a crowd. Let me say, for example, it's in the crowd. It's an area where it's so much crowded, mm-hmm. and I need to go get something, and it's somewhere far. And then I look at the distance and the crowd of people that's there. And you know, almost the shyness. Mm. So, cause like I said, I was a shy person, but I'm still, but not that much. I'm now maybe like 30%. So you're looking at that. And then you see, you remember that, okay, I want to reach there, but there's this crowd of people. I do this to myself. Imagine you are all alone. Mm-hmm. Just do it like you are all alone. Don't try to put those voices in your mind of those who are saying like, no, you won't be able to do it. It won't last for long. Just let it be. Are you able to do so? You that's lazy, you know? Don't let whatever words they say put you down. Mm-hmm. So, try to imagine you are all alone. You are doing this all alone. You, whatever you are planning to do, it's just you. You against whatever you are planning to do. And that's it. Yeah. Show yourself the love. Don't let, you know, sometimes you are like, oh, guys, when last was, did someone tell me that I look good or I did what? Meaning I don't look good always, or meaning my perfume, it's not smelling nice, or meaning that because it has been a while or no one has said anything good to you, mm-hmm. you start not loving yourself.
Exactly.
So now, if you don't love yourself, you find now some people, they don't love themselves, and then they're going to start ending up not taking care of like themselves because of what they have heard from people, what has been happening. So you'll be like, what's the point? I'm not worth it, so as long as I'm living, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So there are those ones that find themselves in the relationships that make them insecure. Imagine your partner,
mm-hmm.
your significant other, the person you believe to be the love of your life is telling you, no, you are too dark.
Mm.
I don't like the way you look. I don't like this about you. Now, you as a person, you won't love yourself because the person that is supposed to love you is the one that is making you feel down and insecure. But my sister or my brother, if you are in such a relationship, run and never look back. Run as fast as you can. Because you can, what do you mean you are my significant other and you are telling me I'm not beautiful or I don't like
you? Or you are ashamed to be with me in public.
In public, you cannot even walk with me in public.
And not only about that, but because you see, you are comparing your relationship with other people's relationships.
Yeah, bro.
And then because you see that you don't know what's happening within that relationship. You just see it on the outside. Same as a family relationship. You just see it on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, I wish I was in that home. Mm-hmm. I wish I was in that house. I had a partner like him or like her.
Yes.
But you don't know. You just see what's outside. You don't know what's happening inside.
Mm.
Maybe this person is going through an abusive relationship. This person is being abused physically, emotionally. This person might be also, like the treatment that they get, because you are doing it for the eyes of the people when you're outside, but inside, though, in their home, it's a cat and a mouse in the house. They don't get financially assisted, pardon me. And you here, you he's not showing it in public, he's not holding your hands in public and all that, but when you are home, you're getting all the love. You are being assisted financially here and there. You are getting a 300 here and there. And then you feel like, what's the point? That one is, you now compare with their relationship. Like, no, they are in public. They are showing their love. They go out together. They chill together. They hang out together. And A, B, and C. And for me, I'm just here. He doesn't even like show that we are in a relationship in public. And he just gives me as little as a $200. But you don't know what other people are going through. Be grateful, at least you are getting something. Now, so don't compare yourself or your relationship or your family ship with other family family ships or relationship, because you don't know what's going on. You just see the outside, but you don't know what's going on inside.
Mm-hmm.
You see them in the matching outfits, But when the moment they enter the house, it's a mouse and a cat in the house.
Yeah, but as when you have a significant other, won't it be nice for him or her to be complimenting you instead of him judging you? Cause, yeah, like when I do my hair, you're supposed to say you look beautiful, darling. I bought a new dress. That dress look good on you. What do you mean? I buy a dress and you be like with your body. You are embarrassing me.
Don't embarrass me. Let's see how you look in this suit or in that dress, and then if it's not good, we'll see what's suiting you. You see the person has bought a dress. You be like, I hope you didn't buy something that will go embarrass me. Such things.
I did my hair, but you are telling me, that hairstyle is making your forehead look big. What do you mean? You're supposed to compliment me. Not to actually shame me. The public is already shaming me. You expect me not to be insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Be a supportive significant other, as a gift to Khobara.
It's exactly 21 minutes past the hour of 10. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to the Francinas. You're listening to Social Times with the Francinas, but you're actually listening to us.
Yeah,
so,
to the Francinas. Yes. But there's a favorite one.
All right. Exactly. As always, we shall see next month if the favoritism will still be there. But anyways. You're listening to Social Times with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, we are talking about insecurities, love, and self,
confidence.
You know, have you found yourself where you are stuck, and because you are stuck because of what? Because of the self-love, the love that you have started not to give yourself because of what people have been saying about you. You find yourself, there's some families that are battling their kids, don't want to go back to school because of what has happened. And, you know, like we said, you know, insecurities, they can like hold you back. But building self-love and confidence can be a game changer, you know. Once you decide to do whatever you want to do with yourself because you love yourself, I'm telling you, you go somewhere in life. You end up doing something. You even end up finding what your passion is. You find yourself knowing who you really are. You know, because now you failed to show yourself love, so now you decide, I'm not gonna do it. But if you try it, if you love yourself, you by all means do anything to be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are where they are today because they have decided, I'm gonna show myself love, I'll respect myself, and whatever they say, I don't care.
Yes.
As long as I know I'm doing something legal, and I'm not doing it for someone, I'm doing it for myself to be someone in life.
Yes.
You find yourself, you are going to be someone that's owning a brand, you know? You find yourself somewhere far, and you even look at yourself and you touch yourself and you're sort of like, guys, I came a long way. If I tell you where I was and what I was doing and what encouraged me to do this, it's because of this. So you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion, what we have today, and that's on insecurities, self-love, and confidence. So, have you ever found yourself, like right now, just you, if whoever you are right now, and you try to think of what have I achieved? What have I done that I was about to give up on, or I never thought I would do it because of what people were saying. You know, I ended up becoming a head girl because of what my classmates made me do. You know, I was a shy person. Yeah? Like even that time now when I was in grade 11, I was very shy. Like let me just say, ever since I was a very shy person. Yeah? And then grade 11, it's that time of electing LRCs and all that. So we did that, and then I was in the category of the pretty head girl. Because then grade 12, you are a head girl, right? So as we were there, because I'm a quiet person, I'm just, even people are going for a break, it's just me in the class. It's, even when it's time to rotate, ne? I just wish I could just, you know, I wish I was a snail. I could go back into the shell, and then once there's no one, then I come out. You know, that's all what I wanted to be, like it to be. Sometimes I even wished I could freeze everyone, then I walk, reach where I want to go. Once I've reached where I want to go, then I unfreeze them. That's how I was. So, this classmate of mine said, you are able to stand in front of the podium and speak. To the, you know, most obviously you have to give your manifesto to why you need to be, chosen. And I'm like, yes, I'll do it. I can do it. And they're like, you won't do it. You as shy as you are and where you are. And that encouraged me. That gave me the courage that I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know? So sometimes it's always good, ne? When they say things about you, turn it around. Prove them wrong that I can do it or I will do it or I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. So I went on by the, you know, and I was, you know, when I stood up, because, you know, people start making fun of you if you have said something wrong or you mispronounce a word and all that. Mm-hmm. So it was my chance. And then I was walking towards the podium and looking at that whole crowd of people. I'm like, oh, I took a deep breath. And then I thought of my classmate's words. You can't do it. You have a fear of people. You are a shy person. I'm like, let me prove him wrong. Mm. I stood there and I spoke like I'm all alone. It's just me and the teachers. Like, I just took it as just me and the teachers. That no one else. It's just, there's no crowd of people. Mm-hmm. I spoke, finished, walked down, went back. And he was surprised. He was impressed. Like, I never thought you would do it. I became a head girl because of what he has said. Mm-hmm. I became the deputy head girl when I got into grade 12. I became the head girl because of what he has said. So sometimes it's, I always think of, I'm grateful. Sometimes you need to be grateful of what they say about you or what they do. Because if you have the courage, ne? You try to tell, you try to show them that you can do it.
Mm.
Same as when I was in grade 10. I failed grade 10. Yeah?
Mm.
And then I had to improve. And when I was improving, before I was improving, my parents wanted me to go back to go repeat, like just to go back, you know, and resit for the exams and all that. But I told them that I don't want to go back to that place. It was in Suma because, I didn't love the bullying. You know, and the bullying is now this, even these adults, no, because now you are chubby and what.
Mm.
So I didn't feel comfortable about that. So my parents were like, nah, why don't you want to go back? I'm like, no, it's because they always tease me. And they're like, nah, obviously you have to, people always tease people, just go back. I'm like, I'm going to go back. Until my dad even scared me off, like, I'm going to call the police because I want to go back to school. I'm like, let them come. If it's for them to beat me until death, let them do so. I didn't go. And then I tell them I'm going to school in the north.
Mm.
And then I was attending three classes. I was attending, NAMCOL at school itself, and then also going to the private institution for extra classes and all that.
Mm.
And then from there, when I knock off from there, I used to, I'll go for, confirmation classes. So it was like an 8 to 5. So when I get home, it's already in the evening. So one day I came across my aunt who were in the same taxi and she didn't know I was attending confirmation classes.
Mm.
So normally, so I would be dropped off first. I was supposed to be dropped off first, then it's her. So when she realized that she's been dropped off before me, we have passed by my stop. She said, like, my mom later on, she came, met my mom somewhere, and it's like, I was with her daughter yesterday, and I came up out of the car before her. She didn't get dropped off where she normally gets dropped off. So I don't know what was in her mind. She thought maybe I'm going to maybe meet some boys or I'm going to do something that I'm not supposed to be doing. And then, my mom said, no, she attends classes like, she's at home, she attends classes at the school from home, and then from there she'll go for her other extra classes again, and then she comes home, she goes for her confirmation classes. Oh, why is she doing all those three things? Is she sure that she'll pass? Because I'm sure she'll pass one and one she'll fail, and she'll pass her grade 10, and then she fails the confirmation, or she'll pass the confirmation, fail her grade 10. She must finish one first. my mom was like, maybe you should, maybe, I'm like, don't let people, what they've told you, make you change my mind. I'm not going to change my mind. I can do it. Mm-hmm. So meaning if I didn't have the confidence, and obviously as a child, you listen to your parent, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm still young. I have to listen to my parent. So, and so hearing that from what my mom has said, if I was someone that didn't have confidence, I would follow what my mom would say. I'll say, okay, fine. Let me let go of the confirmation. Let me finish improving my grade 10. Then confirmation comes after I've passed my grade 10. Obviously, I would have done that. But I told my mom that I can do it. Don't let the people from outside come to poison your mind and make you think that I can't do it. It's let me give it a try. Wherever people are right now, they obviously risk whatever they did to be where they are. Exactly. So I wrote my grade 10. I passed my grade, I improved my grade 10. I passed it very well. I passed my confirmation. I think, with 83% my confirmation. And my mom was so impressed and she was like, yeah, they were saying this. I'm like, yes, now you see, I proved you wrong. And, you know, from there, that auntie of mine has, she got the courage to also now make her kids that was all improving. She came to approach me. It's like, how did you do it? And then I told her, and then like in my mind, like the same person that was telling my mom that I should let go of one and complete one first, you know? So this just to show you that if you didn't have that confidence in you, you wouldn't be where you are today. But because you had the confidence that I'll prove them wrong. You know, sometimes you should be grateful. Sometimes I'm almost grateful when they say some things because they give you the courage to do it now.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to now do it. I'm going to shame them. I'm going to do it because they say this. I'm going to now prove them wrong. You know? So it's sometimes you'll be like, but why are they saying this? Why is this happening to me? But sometimes it's to make you stronger. To give you the courage to do more. To do better. You know? Sometimes you're about to drop, but they started speaking about, you know, her performance. So you end up doing better because of what they said. Yes.
Okay.
It's exactly 32 minutes and you are listening to Social Times with the Francinas, your favorite Francinas. But anyways, you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. And if you are finding yourself not by a radio, you can listen to us from our Eagle FM app. And also we have our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. And you can tune in to any show that you wish you'd love to listen to or to catch up on. Do not leave a frequency. What we have for the listeners, the song?
It's Fight Song.
Right.
This is my fight song.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls. I don't. big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get up.
I'd rather stand tall than live on my knees, 'cause I am a conqueror and I'll accept defeat. Got a vision that no one else sees. A lot of dirty work rolled up your sleeves. Remember there's a war out there, so come prepared to fight. You never know where the road leads you. Not everyone's gonna believe you. And even though the wrong don't prove right, I'd rather stand tall.
Inbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Inbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Inbad bied. In 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
go tonight. Stay here one more time. Remind me what it's like. And let's fall in love one more time. I need you now by my side. It tears me up when you turn me down. I'm begging, please, just stick around. I'm sorry, don't leave me. I want you here with me. I know that your love is gone. I can't breathe, I'm so weak. I know this isn't easy. Don't tell me that your love is gone. That your love is gone. Don't tell me that your love is gone. That your love is gone. I'm sorry, don't leave me. I want you here with me. I know that your love is gone. I can't breathe, I'm so weak. I know this isn't easy. Don't tell me that your love is gone. That your love is gone. That your love is gone. I can't breathe, I'm so weak. I know this isn't easy. Don't tell me that your love is gone. That your love is gone.
All right, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. It's exactly 48 minutes past 10, and you are listening to Social Times with the Francinas. And today we are talking about insecurities, self-love, and confidence. You know? Insecurities is the main one, because a lot of people are so insecure about themselves. They wait for other people to compliment them or love them first,
or to approve what they want to do or what they are planning to do.
Yeah, actually, ne, Mbushe, there's this girl on TikTok. She's Namibian, ne, and she kind of had a situation. She has what is this? The eyes are like cross eyes.
Oh, like she, I get you.
Yeah. And a lot of people were bullying her on social media. And what I love about this girl is that she doesn't get let, she got bullied first at school in the community, but by then she learned how to embrace herself. Although she got
how to face them.
Although she got a surgery now. And before that, people were so going on about her eyes. And then, do you know what she told them? She was like, yeah, my problem, my eyes have no problem. It's just a unique design, you know? And if it was somebody else.
And I mean, as long as she can see.
Yes.
You know, if with them now, they are not in the position the way they're supposed to be. At least she can see.
Yeah, but you know, she shut the people up simply just by first she made fun of herself. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just, just make fun of yourself and laugh at yourself. And then when people are coming to laugh at you, it won't bother you anymore. And then she was like, no, at least I have a unique design. My eyes are a unique design. If it was another person, they would be crying all over, depressed, not wanting people to see them. But here she's actually confident and she loves herself. And that is what we are talking about today. Sometimes, my dear listeners, you must love yourself first in order for other people.
Love yourself. Love who you are.
You are beautiful no matter what.
In and out.
In and out. No matter what the society says. You must just first love yourself. Embrace yourself. Embrace that color. Embrace that body. Embrace whatever you have. Because there are people that don't have what you have, but they want what you have.
They wish. It's just that it's hard for someone to approach you, but as you are a passerby, just someone that passes by you, you'd be like, I wish I was that person. Exactly. I wish I had the life of that person. And you are here all stressed because of what's happening in your life. Although, yes, the challenges are always there, but then, there's someone that they wish they were you.
Exactly.
Someone wishing to be at the position where you are, where you are standing. And then it's you that's being put down because of what people have said. You're looking down on yourself. You feel pity for yourself because of what they have said. And you know, all these things remember that some things are meant to bring you down.
Yes.
To take you down. So, don't let whatever is being said put you down.
Exactly.
Don't let the judgment put you down. You know, some come with judgment because of where they stand or because of their situation.
Mm-hmm.
They are jealous of you. They're jealous of what you do. You know, we don't hear all the conversations that people have behind our backs. So you don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes they have said so many things against you or bad about you behind your back. And then they, and now, what they have said, it didn't turn out to be what, you know, what I said about you didn't turn out the way they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can be here talking about you, Francina.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, she won't make it that one. This one is always out and what or not.
Mm-hmm.
Her life is, you know, me, I'm not busy telling someone like that.
Yes.
Just to be surprised, it's you here, you have graduated, you are all graduate. Now, because you have graduated and whatever I've been saying about you, I failed of what I've said about you. Now you have graduated, I'm like, even if she graduated, she won't go anywhere. You see, same thing again.
Mm.
Because you are saying it out of jealousy because you feel offended because of what you have been saying about the person. And no matter how the words you have said, the things you have said, this person continues going further with their life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you are wasting your time. Because now you are busy trying to control or to monitor people's lives of what they are doing, where they stand, and talk about them and say all bad things about them. When you go realize it's now 2 years, you're just busy on focusing on people's lives and they have gone somewhere, they've gone far.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've gone very far and you are here, you now start blaming, putting blame on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what, you know, saying all sorts of things, but you forgot that you're busy wasting your time on what? On unnecessary things on people's lives while you had the chance of fixing your life.
Mm. Yeah, exactly, Mbusi. Some people, ne, you know, they are so intimidated by you.
Mm.
But because they don't want you to have that spotlight, they try to bring you down with them. Ne? They will try by all means necessary to bring you down or to break you down. They make sure that you are not confident enough to showcase you what you have.
To be who you want to be, do what you want to do.
And they'll start bullying you for unnecessary reasons, you know?
Exactly.
And you want to tell me that you're gonna let people's judgment get to you. Go out there and embrace yourself. You are beautiful no matter what. Don't be so insecure.
You are beautiful. You are handsome, guys. It's like if we're what?
Men cannot be beautiful.
To yeah. So beautiful, handsome, in and out. So
yes.
We have exactly 5 minutes. So I think we have to round up what we
round had out to the nearest.
To the nearest.
Going home.
I'm looking for a word. To the nearest confidence.
Yes. Yeah.
So, anyways, the last words, Mboshe.
My last word is just that don't let people's negativity get into you.
Into your mind.
Into your mind and just because other people are saying you are not this and you are not that, it doesn't mean it's true. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are saying it because they feel less of themselves, and they are trying to bring you down with them. So don't let it get to you. Go out there, showcase that beauty, showcase that handsomeness. But men also, yeah, just be who you are. No matter what you are beautiful.
Be the ordinary you.
And you don't let, in order for other people to embrace you, you have to embrace yourself. It has to start from you. And for the parents, sometimes the things we say get to our kids' minds. Yeah? You cannot tell a kid that, no, you are stupid, because that child will grow up thinking they are stupid, and they will never be able to show that I am smart. Even if they are getting bullied, they will feel like, yes, this is who I am because my parents also say so.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also just want to thank Mr. Rosa Namises for joining us and giving us a view also.
Yes.
Mm.
All right. From my side, Francina Ngidengwa.
The other one.
That's why I had to put the Ngidengwa, since you are the favorite one. So maybe you are Francina's favorite. Let me be Francina Ngidengwa. But anyways, dear listeners, it's not the end of the world. Whatever you are going through, don't let it put you down. Don't let what the people are saying, the society are saying, put you down. I gave a scenario of myself when I was in high school, what challenge I had faced, and the society was trying to put me down by, I can't do all that, manage all that, but it came through. So also as parents, don't let another parent try to not have trust in your child, in your own child that you gave birth to or that you have raised. No. As a parent, don't listen to what other parents are saying, especially if it's now more on, obviously, yes, you can, but there are some parents out there that can also, mislead you, you know? So have a conversation with your child, you know, after what the fellow parent has told you. Don't just come to your child and say, no, you won't be able to do this because I feel like it's too much for you. So will you drop it for now and then take it after your schedule is not that tight? Rather sit down with your child, have a discussion, see how far it will go. And that's when you know that, okay, no. Then let me, let me then just let this, flow or go on and what's or not. So if you're finding yourself where people are judging you or saying all sorts of words that will discourage you, don't let them discourage you. Pull up your socks, do what you have to do, and be who you want to be. Be the real you. Don't try to pretend. Don't try to be who you are not because you are trying to prove them that you are who they are saying you are. No. Whatever they are saying, just ignore. Let it be a motivation. You know, once you hear this, what they are saying about you, don't let it hold you back. But rather, dust yourself off and do what you got to do to prove them wrong. Because as you prove them wrong, and I know the more you prove them wrong, the more they continue speaking. They will continue talking. So, listeners, no matter what, they will continue speaking. They will continue talking. They will continue. No matter you are doing good or bad, even if you try to prove them wrong, when you have succeeded with what they were looking down on you, they will still come say, yes, even though she has succeeded or he has succeeded, she will still not what, or he will still not what. It won't last long. Ignore. Do what you got to do. It's your life. It's not their life. You don't want to be going to borrow money from them or whatnot. Do what you know that it's legal. It's good. It's building yourself. It's helping or meeting you halfway. Or it's just doing something in someone's life. Doing something good in someone's life. Don't let what the society say bring you down. What social media is saying bring you down. No. If you know that you can do it, have the confidence. Just think of how far you are or how far this has brought you. Don't let the hate of people towards you, put you into a shell. No. Let love lead. Love yourself. When you love your family members and your friends and your partner, you should also love yourself. You know, you find someone that's loving other things, but they forget about themselves. Don't find yourself being that person. Love yourself first. Be who you are. If you have to struggle, sit down one day, all alone, think about yourself, see where you are going wrong or right, and then fix your life. You know, sometimes we need to fix our lives. You feel like my things are just not fine. It's just, but do you sit down and see where you are going wrong? Do you think of what am I doing right now? Do you try to go through your life? How is your life? And you question yourself, because sometimes you just need sometimes time of by yourself and see who you really are. Because we are so busy trying to find out who we really are. You know, right now sometimes you might not even know who you are yet. You know, but if you continue digging and finding out and understanding yourself, you will know what type of person you really are, what you tolerate, what you don't tolerate. Anyways, it's exactly 2 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. We are now leaving you in the hands of the song.
Please don't judge
yes.
me.
And we shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, Omegle FM, your number one talk radio station. And enjoy your lovely weekend. Do take care of yourselves. And let's abstain from anything that's negative. Let's abstain from negative thoughts. Let's love one another, show one another love, and let's do the right thing, guys, and take care of one another and be there for each other. You know, there's so many things going around in this world and in this life that we call a thing. So yes, we love you as always.
Yeah, from me, Francina the favorite, adios. Please don't judge me. I won't judge you. That I should sing.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Damn. Why you wanna go there? Guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please move. So please don't judge me. I won't judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now is gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures online saying they got you so angry, making you you were bad. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things will be bad, can we just slow it down and rest? We said so please don't judge me, I won't judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, I won't judge you. If you love me, then let it be beautiful.
Chris, you better stop! Chris, wait! I know it's your last minute. People are getting the suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
We have to go.
Chris, wait!
Don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, let it be beautiful.
contact that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So me, don't judge me. I won't, cause if you can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Baby.